Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring. And my fine wife, Bev, is on a special assignment. So, a couple of questions. Do you have an important week coming up? Have you planned how to make things happen the way you want them to happen? For some people, the extent of their planning is where they eat at Denny's or IHOP for breakfast or lunch today, or Cracker Barrel. Unfortunately, we live in such a fast-paced lifestyle that we rarely take time to pause and reflect on where we're headed and what we're accomplishing. More often than not, we find ourselves dealing with the tyranny of the urgent, without any reflection on the past or anticipation for the future. That's why today I want to challenge you to take a little time for yourself. I mean, it's a good time to do it. It's a Sunday. It's the 14th day of the new year. But this is not a self-pampering exercise. We need the purpose in our hearts to gain a fresh perspective on our future. Spend our time wisely, because you'll never get this day back. Here are seven things people do on Sunday. Number one, sleep in. For many, Sunday is the only day of the week they get to sleep in. See, apparently Saturday doesn't count because they have athletic events for the kids or grandkids, home improvement projects, malls to conquer, movies to be seen, working in the yard, not this time of year, well, maybe, surfing the internet, the list could go on. So Sunday is the day some people choose to sleep in. I'm not against sleeping in, unless we use it as an excuse to pass on church and other worthwhile Sunday activities. Proverbs 6:9, Classic Amplified Bible. It says, how long will you lie down, O lazy one? When will you arise from your sleep and learn self-discipline? Exercising self-discipline is not only a key to success. It's an admonition of those who love to sleep in. Proverbs 20:13, Classic Amplified. Do not love excessive sleep or you'll become poor. Open your eyes so that you can do your work, and you'll be satisfied with bread. For those who might have trouble sleeping, I'd offer two suggestions. First, try this relaxing exercise. Lying in bed, start with your toes. Tighten them up for about 10 seconds. Then relax them. Work your way up your entire body doing the same exercise. And you'll find that you're probably not going to make the entire body, as you're already be asleep. Try it. Second, here's the most powerful way to forget about your troubles and ignore worst-case scenarios. Confess Proverbs 3:24 in the Living Bible. It says, with them on guard, you can sleep without fear. You need not be afraid of disaster or the plots of the wicked men, for the Lord is with you. He protects you. One translation says, that he'll make your sleep sweet. Number two, relax. Relax. Read the Sunday newspaper if it's delivered to your home instead of your email inbox. Now, I will tell you the first thing I read is not the front page, the sports section, or even the business and financial pages. First thing I read is the comics. Yep, I like to laugh, and several of them generally provoke laughter. In fact, they provoke laugh-out-loud moments for me. The biggest part of my relaxation is to enjoy a leisurely breakfast with my fine wife, Beth, who most always fixes peach pancakes or other delectable delights on Sunday mornings. Truthfully, they're so good, whatever she makes my tongue slap my tonsils. For years, I was away from home on Sunday mornings, preaching at churches or returning back from Saturday seminars. So these moments with my fine wife are treasured. But most importantly, you need to relax. As you relax, be mentally and spiritually prepared to open your heart to receive what God is sending your way. Jude 1:1 Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. Number 3. Visit family for lunch. Now, I have some favorite restaurants. But when it comes to Sunday lunch, I prefer, be taken to my parents' home. Sometimes here, but mostly my parents' home. Sometimes we even slow cook food on the grill while we're at church. But most often we pick up food and bring it home. Several reasons for getting takeout. First, you don't have to wait in long lines to get a table. Second, when we eat at home, it's more peaceful and quieter. Third, we spend an hour talking after lunch. We don't have to worry about taking money away from our server or giving them an extra tip. Fourth, when we eat at mom's, we don't have to leave a tip or pay high prices for beverages. Hugs will do. Fifth, I know I said it was peaceful, but I need to say that again. Fourth, things people do on Sunday. Watch NFL football games from noon to bedtime. Now, can't quite do that right now because they're in the playoffs. Now, I will admit to you, I rarely watch a football game from start to finish. And I mean rarely. I find that I can spend a few minutes on SportsCenter, that it's a better use of my time. I can see the best plays of the day without investing 12 hours in front of a TV, watching more commercials than I choose. Well, I choose not to tolerate them. That said, if you're an avid football fan from start to finish, I have a few questions for you to ponder. Number one, are we as apt to invite people to our home to discuss the Word of God as we are to watch Sunday football games? Two, are we willing to be hospitable to people with whom we're not as familiar as our football buddies? Three, are we willing to invite Christians over who've lost their jobs or home or a loved one, regardless of how well we may or may not know them? Four, is your spouse and or children as interested in football as you are? On the most leisure day of the week, is your family included or excluded by your love of televised games? And fifth, do you attend a Saturday night or early Sunday morning church service so you'll be ready for the noon kickoff without having to rush out of church and keep looking at your watch while the service is in progress? Just provoking our thinking with a few questions. Number five, church. Should we be attending church every Sunday night every Sunday morning or Wednesday night? Could be. But let me just say this. Going to church alone doesn't make you a conspicuous Christian any more than going into McDonald's makes you a Big Mac. Two things are said about Sunday morning church attendance. First, the number of people who will attend church later today, only to have their ears tickled with words spoken without revelation, teaching without depth, social commentary without instructions on how to live and survive in these perilous times. It's okay to be user-friendly as long as the Word of God is taught as a guide for Christian living. Sadly, there are some preachers, pastors, priests who will stand in a pulpit that cannot teach the truth because they themselves don't know it. The extent of their knowledge is based on what their denomination or seminary professors have told them, which over the years, frankly, can become void of tradition. Well, it becomes tradition and void of power. Hosea 4:6, Message Bible. My people are ruined because they don't know what's right or true. Second, it's sad, the number of people who are indifferent to church and the Word of God. But that's where you and I come in. Ephesians 4:12, Classic Amplified. And he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints of God, the saints, God's people, for the works of service to build up the body of Christ, the church. Number six, some people spend Sundays getting ready for the next week. Sunday is a day to make sure that all bases are covered for the week ahead. Yes, several of the things I'm going to share should have been done on Saturday, but sometimes things just don't work that way. Need to make sure the laundry is done for the coming week so that everybody has fresh, clean clothes to wear. Verifying that the kids did their homework on Saturday as they were supposed to do, but sometimes don't. And we need to make sure the home run, homework, we need to make sure it's a home run too, but we need to make sure the homework is done correctly. We need to make sure that children have picked up their room so they can begin the week with a fresh start, everything in place. 1 Corinthians 14:40, the Classic Amplified Bible. But all things must be done appropriately and in an orderly manner. Number seven, T2P2. I know you're wondering what that is, but stay with me for a moment. T2P2. Need to schedule 30 minutes to an hour at a regular time to discuss the upcoming week and what needs to be done, when and by whom. It's also good to have it written out so there's no misunderstanding about what's expected of everybody. This should not be a dictatorial process, but one where everyone is involved in the team effort. Adults should also spend time building their goals, outlining their goals for the week, and revising them as needed. T2P2 means talk. Well, here's what it means. Think, talk. That's the T2. Prepare and plan. That's the P2. T2P2. Think, talk, prepare, and plan. I've often said that prior proper preparation will produce positive performance, preventing possible problems. And it goes on, but I'll just stop with that. Proverbs 16:3, Classic Amplified Bible. Commit your works to the Lord. Submit and trust them to him, and your plans will succeed. If you respond to his will and guidance. What do we need to do today? Commit this Sunday to the Lord. And we'll be amazed at what happens and what we get accomplished. You may have to work on Sunday. If you do, pick another day to be your Sabbath. That's what we do. We preach on Sundays. So Wednesday is our day, is our Sabbath. People I do business with, most of them know not to call me on that day. But the point is, relax, refresh, renew, reinvigorate. That's what you can do today. Take advantage of that. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And make sure you check out this week's two-minute video and join us tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. Teaching's going to make you shout. Maybe make you jump up and run around the room. Anyhow, have a fabulous, sensational, spectacular Sunday. And until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or 8:30 in tomorrow morning. God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.